Angielski w pracy z humorem, Kasia Sielicka.
Okay, so hello everyone. This is a new format of my classes and I'm really, really excited, super excited, because today my guest is Anka Grzybacz.
Hi, Kasia. Nice to see you. Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you, Anka, for coming to us. Anka, your job is a...
sexologist and certified sex coach.
Yep, so that's super exciting. Guys, a short English note. It's sexologist, not like in Polish, sexologist. No. Sexologist, just all. Okay, so I'm super impressed. I thought that I would not surprise my students with anything after my last class. In my last lesson, I announced that I'm in love and I have found my, you know, the love of my life, my Mr. Right. Yeah, and today it's sex. So it's getting more and more weird. I'm wondering what is happening next time.
We are moving in the right direction anyway.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, so Anka is a sexologist and certified sex coach. She describes herself beautifully that she helps women and couples do what, Anka?
Nurture love and desire in relationships.
Yeah. To nurture means to, oh my God, like to make bigger, to what? To feed? Karmić?
Take care of something. I always translate it as pielęgnować.
Oh, pielęgnować. That's so beautiful. Okay, so nurture, pielęgnować, and desire. Desire, this is like when you want something, like a Cadbury's picnic. Yeah, chocolate, that's good desire. In Polish, that's pożądanie. Yeah, so this is Anka. She lives in Switzerland. Are you in Switzerland right now?
Yes, I'm in Zurich.
Okay, what's the weather like?
It's raining cats and dogs.
Oh my God. Oh, beautiful idiom. Thank you. Yeah. Here it's really hot. Yeah, it's like 20 something and, you know, brilliant sunshine. She's quite famous, it turns out. I didn't know that she hosted a nationwide talk show on the radio, Talk FM, and the talk show was Good Sex. When was that, Anka?
Well, I finished in 2017 when I moved here to Switzerland. So okay. I did it for 3 years from about 2015 or so.
Okay. I listened to Talk FM during my studies. So probably we missed each other.
Yeah, exactly. But the show is still on. I think it has a different name and there's a different sex expert who is running it. So if you are looking for up-to-date information about sexuality, intimacy, go check it out.
Okay, yeah. And nice word for you guys, yeah. Anka hosted the show. She hosted, she was the boss, yeah, the leader. She was in charge. Gospodarzowała? Prowadziła?
Prowadziła?
Prowadziła, yeah. Okay, yeah, good. And she is very, very famous internationally because she's a TED... What do you call it? TED speaker or TED Talk speaker or what?
It's a TEDx, so it's like a local version of TED conference. The most prestigious one is called TED Conference, and it's organized in the US. Mm-hmm. But there are also very highly regarded conferences worldwide, which are called TEDx.
Yeah, and Anka was there, and she was a speaker, and she did a fantastic job. Yeah, so she's super famous. We're so lucky to have her. Yeah!
Thanks so much.
Okay, so let's get down to business, Anka, yeah? My podcasts are called Angielski w pracy z humorem, yeah? So it's English for work, so people might be shocked to have you here. So tell us, Anka, what has sex have in common with work? What has it got to do with work?
Yes, I think we sometimes miss that connection. We think that, you know, sex and work, like what do these things have in common? But the reality is, if you have good sex, you are also performing better at work.
Uh-huh. Guys, to perform, robić dobrą robotę, yeah? To perform, to do a good job. Yeah? Tell us how.
Exactly. Sex, good sex, sexual satisfaction gives you more energy and it also improves your mental health. For example, it helps you reduce your stress levels. Uh-huh. It helps you be more concentrated because you are not thinking about sex all the time because you are having enough good sex in your life. So there's many ways that sex can influence our job performance. On the other hand, if sex is not working out, if we feel there's something missing in our intimate lives, it can also have a negative impact on our work performance. For example, our confidence. If we are not confident in the bedroom, it could mean that we lack this confidence in general, also in the workplace. So improving the confidence in sex could help you be more confident when you negotiate your salary or when you, you know, present things at work. There's different ways these things are intertwined, can we say?
Ah, intertwined, połączone razem ze sobą.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for a nice word, intertwined.
Trying to find nice words that your listeners can pick up.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. Anka, you also use the word mental health. Yes. I think Polish people have a problem with this. They want to speak about zdrowie psychiczne and they want to look for psychological and they mispronounce it with P at the beginning. So it's mental health. It's easy. Zdrowie, yeah, zdrowie psychiczne?
Yes, exactly.
I think so. I think that's the closest equivalent. Yeah. So basically, Anka, what you're saying is that if you have a good sex life, you're going to earn a lot of money.
Hopefully, yes.
Uh-huh.
I think this is the direction we're headed. Good sex life emanates on different areas of your life,
uh-huh.
on your job, on your family life. Like, I have kids. I believe that, you know, being fulfilled in the bedroom helps me also be a more calm and relaxed mother at home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an unlikely connection, but it does exist. I mean, sexuality is just a very important piece of a puzzle that is called our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. How do you guys do it logistically? I mean, how do you keep the kids away from the bedroom, not interested? Because that's like a technical problem I think all moms face, yeah?
Exactly. Luckily, we only have one child at home.
Okay.
We also have two cats. So keeping the cats away from the bedroom might be more difficult.
Oh, Anka, I want your cats. I'm a cat lover. I don't have a cat. Oh, I need your cats.
Had I known, I would have let my cats in, but they are now, you know, behind closed doors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but, you know, with kids and work, combining it all and finding time for sex is pretty difficult. Finding the space, the physical space at home could be also a challenge. So I really encourage parents to think about the logistics of how can we maintain in the reality that we have, you know, I'm missing a nice word that I was going to use, like a very alive, to keep our sex
vivid, vibrant,
vivid.
Thriving.
Yes, vibrant. Exactly.
A thriving sex life. Thriving is like a rainforest, lots of it, a lot, beautiful. And I have no idea what we say in Polish.
Thriving?
Bujne?
Yes, it could be. It could be. Or
A thriving sex life.
Ożywione, something like that.
Yeah,
right?
So rich and full.
Yeah, so vibrant or thriving sex
yeah.
life. So really talking about the logistics could help. A part of the logistics is the place and the other thing is the time. Because if both parents work and have other obligations outside of work, maybe hobbies, maybe social obligations, it could be a challenge to make room to have a date, to have enough time to be intimate with one another.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some logistics involved here.
Okay, yeah. Anka, that's actually my next question, but I just got a grammar orgasm. So, yeah, you used the inversion in the third conditional, yeah? So guys, Anka said, had I known you love cats, I would have let my cat in, yeah? So had I known, that's the inverted version of if I had known, thank you so much. Yeah.
Happy to help.
And there was also maintain a good life, maintain to keep, utrzymać. Yeah. So Anka, my next question, how to find time for sex if you're busy building the career of your dreams?
I think there's a mindset shift.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you. A mindset shit.
It's gonna be edited.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we're editing that out. So a mindset shift, zmiana sposobu myślenia. Thank you, Anka. Oh my God, you're so good for my listeners in all ways.
Happy to help, and they love the expression grammar orgasm.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So the mindset shift that we have to make is that when we are busy, doesn't matter if we have children or not, but if we are busy building a career, we have to say goodbye to our old version of sex that we used to have when we were maybe students in our 20s. We had lots of time. We could make love for hours, stay awake through the night and really not care about the rest, right? So we could really focus on love and sex. Now that we have all this, maybe children, definitely a good job that we are trying to keep and also grow in, we need to understand that good sex does not mean every time, having a long session of sex. Like you make nice dinner, you put on nice music, you take a bath, you give each other a massage, and then make love for an hour or two. Yes, it's beautiful, but is this realistic? So sure, we should try to plan for these longer dates, maybe, once every 2 weeks, maybe once a month. But in the meantime, the maintenance sex could be a plain old quickie. And especially women, I think about quickies as something, low quality.
By the way, guys, a quickie? Szybki numerek. Yeah, that's a very super useful word. Remember, a quickie, when someone offers you a quickie, you know what they mean. Go on.
Quick sex. So quick sex doesn't have to be bad sex and doesn't have to be boring sex. Here, sex toys come in handy. So
come in handy? Przydają się. Anka, exactly. I love you. Oh my God.
Yeah, I try to be very mindful of the words I use.
Oh, mindful. Zwracać uwagę na, to be mindful of. Oh my God.
We should have an English learning sex, show. Could be fun, actually.
My boyfriend might be jealous.
Well, a little bit of jealousy doesn't hurt, so.
Good. Keep it spiced up.
Yes, mindfulness is actually a very important topic in sex, but this is maybe something we could discuss in another video, not to make it too long, but being mindful is really important. But sex toys are a really nice way to spice up your sex life, even if it's just very quick, a quickie,
Spice up? Dopieprzyć?
Doprawić? Uatrakcyjnik, doprawić? Uatrakcyjnic,
yeah. Doprawić, yeah.
So I really recommend befriending sex toys, finding ones that work for you, that help you come quickly.
come. Yeah, come. Yes. The word come has two meanings in English, yeah? One is przyjść and the second one is dojść. I think we have dojść because of come, don't we? That might be a borrowing. Oh my God, it's like a linguistic revelation today.
Yeah, it's similar in German. You can also say ich komme.
Oh, ich komme or ich kommt?
Ich komme.
Du kommst.
Du kommst, yeah. So now we're switching to German.
Sie kommen. Yeah, you see, you have everything with us.
Yeah. I'm like trilingual now, so I always mix up the languages. Yeah, so definitely find a good sex toys and don't be afraid to use it alone or with a partner to make your sex life attractive, even in those busy times when you have a lot of work to do. Don't forget that sex is not just partner sex. If you are too tired to make love, you can always grab a vibrator and enjoy some alone time, boost your sexual energy and be ready for another day of work. With a more positive attitude, with more relaxed attitude.
Sounds good. You see how vibrators help you at work? Yeah.
Well, don't use them at work, maybe.
Why not?
Unless, if you work from home.
Yeah, like me? Like me? Anyway, Anka, boost your sexual energy. Boost means to increase. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for all the English. Oh my God, that's also a vocabulary orgasm today. Yeah, you're doing good to me, babe. Okay, next question, Anka. Yeah, some people say that you should put sex in your agenda, put it in your Google Calendar, just like work obligations. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan, actually, especially since I, became a mother and I have much less time on my hands.
And oh, so time on your hands! Mieć czas wolny! Thank you!
Yes. It really works if you are in a long-term relationship and if both partners are super busy, because then you show to yourself and to your partner that, yes, sex is important. I know that being spontaneous is super attractive and it's nice to just, you know, fall into each other's arms and make love. But, you know, let's be realistic here. I like to be realistic around sex. Planning doesn't hurt and could even help, because you are building up the, what you say, you're building up the expectation. So you're kind of, you know, you can text your partner from work, like, you know, I'm waiting for our date tonight and what we are going to do together, what I'm going to wear for you. So it really builds up this tension, this expectation, and kind of prepares you for what's to come. With planning, it's only important to be mindful that you plan for intimacy and not necessarily for, you know, sex or full intercourse, because it can make you feel pressured. Like, you know, it's on the agenda, so we have to have the whole package, let's say. You know, it can also be hugging or touching or just, you know, talking dirty or watching an erotic movie together. It doesn't have to be, you know, full sex as we are used to understanding it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Hugging, cuddling, przytulanie się. Yeah. Hugging or cuddling.
Making out is also a very nice word.
Oh, make out. It's a really nice word. So this is like not the full intercourse, but just kissing and, you know, touching each other. Yeah.
Something like petting. I think we use it in Polish.
Yeah, I
when
think
we talk about teenager.
We do have
intimacy.
That. I had that. I read in Popcorn and Bravo Girl petting, and I always wondered what it is. And pets are animals, so I thought it's something to do with animals, and that sounded gross. Yeah,
that was a bit weird. Yeah.
Gross, obrzydliwe. Gross. Yeah, yeah. And also make love, kochać się. That's a nice one. And intercourse, that's a rather like formal word, stosunek. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Cuddling is super nice. Yeah. Before, during, and after. I think us girls, we like cuddling a lot.
Yeah, and it really helps us, you know, produce all those happiness hormones when we cuddle a lot.
Yeah.
So there's oxytocin, there's serotonin. We just feel happier when we are in physical contact with another person, especially the person we love.
Yeah, that's true. So guys, remember, lots of cuddling, that's oxytocin, you're happy, you earn a lot of money. Yeah, that's
yes.
The connection. Okay, and Anka, my last question. Connected with office life, why do so many people have office sex fantasies?
That's a nice one. Yeah, it's true. I mean, if you look at the statistics of what kind of porn people watch or what kind of erotica people read, office fantasies are in the top five, I would say. I think it has to do, first of all, with a taboo. It's usually forbidden to engage in intimate contacts with a coworker, mm-hmm. or especially a boss.
Forbidden, zabronione, forbidden.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that there is this power play here. All these fantasies about, you know, secretaries and their bosses. Some people enjoy this kind of power exchange in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. So imagining yourself in that position, like you have somebody who is superior and they tell you what to do. Some people love telling other people in bed what to do, and others enjoy, you know, playing, how can you say, playing out on these fantasies.
Yeah.
So kind of fulfilling those requests. So if you like this dynamic of a little bit, somebody being a little bit more bossy and somebody being a little more subordinate, I would suggest, you know, trying out the office fantasy. You can, you know, act it out in your own home.
Mm-hmm.
All you need, like, is a desk and a, you know, office chair.
Yeah, I have both. So I'm
so
super
now you
lucky.
Have an idea for the weekend.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So some nice words, Anka, from you. Bossy. Szefowaty? Taki... How is bossy? You like to... Taki rządzący się. Yeah, so that's bossy. Also subordinate. This is somebody like who is under, in the position of lower power. Did you use any other juicy words?
I think they're superior.
Yeah. Superior, so higher, in a higher position. Yeah. So superior. Okay. Okay, so guys, all you need is an office chair and a desk, and you can play out an office fantasy even while working from your home office. Yeah.
Switch off the camera when you are on Zoom.
Yeah, and that's sort of the stickers on these cameras come in handy. So you know what to think about all these people who have stickers on the cameras. Do you know why they have stickers? Now you do. Yeah? Now you do. Okay, Anka, is there a place where we can find you, where we can reach out to you? How can you help us earn more money by taking care of our sex life? Yeah. Where can we find you and how can you help us?
If you want to expand your sexual vocabulary and learn something more about sex in English, I have an English profile on Instagram and an English language website. It's called goodsxcoaching.com.
Uh-huh, that's good SX, like yes. Sex without the E.
Yes, exactly, because, you know, the internet is very afraid of sex. There's a lot of censorship. So I try not to use the full word sex. Otherwise, I would be, you know, censored or banned from, you know, different places online. Mm-hmm. So there's goodsxcoaching.com.
Okay, and what can you offer?
I offer individual sessions, mostly for women, but I work with men as well, and for couples. I specialize in low libido. So this is low desire, like we spoke here, and also I help women have more and better orgasms or discover their orgasmic potential if they have not had an orgasm yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's quite useful. Yes. Do we have to travel to Switzerland to see you?
No, I work online most of the time. So all of my sessions take place online with clothes on. It's more about talking and the exercises you do at home.
Okay, yeah, that's what was a good point, yeah, with clothes on, yeah, because people often wonder what does a meeting with a sexologist look like. So you keep your clothes on, you just talk. Do you practice during the sessions together?
Well, maybe some relaxation techniques, but it's all like, you know, kind of lighter practices, easier, which are not so sexual, and anything that's more sexual. I give home assignments that my clients can try with their partners, and then we talk about it, we discuss how it went, to move forward and to really improve our sexual satisfaction, because in sex there is always hope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's such a beautiful ending. But you used a nice word and I forgot it. I don't remember, yeah?
All right.
It got lost. I'll fish it out in the description. So guys, no need to be coy about it. Coy is like shy, nieśmiały. Yeah, now you know what it looks like. It's for people and it will make you a better worker. Mm-hmm. So we will post all the links in the descriptions below so that everyone can reach you, Anka. Thank you so much for being with me, for agreeing to find time in your busy schedule. And I do hope to see you again in the future.
Yeah, it sounds like we might have a lot more topics to discuss.
It does sound like that. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Kasia Sielicka, doktor filologii angielskiej, angielski w pracy z humorem. www.angielskizhumorem.pl